Dredd and Rogalski here. It is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. This being Tuesday, we're going to speak with Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. On the phone with us are William Lee and Dr. William Miller. So good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Will Lee here. St. Augustine Knights, that's a city I've been to before. I looked for the Fountain of Youth but never found it.
Oh, you're timeless, Will.
So this is Will. I'm giving an update to the community today on the city's tenant-based rental assistance program that we rolled out a couple weeks ago. The city has accepted about 50 applications from families serving almost 200 residents in our city for rental assistance. This week, the city will notify those eligible for the program. However, I want to mention that we are still accepting applications. So I urge people, if they need assistance, to pay their rent all the way through December 31st, 2020, they should call or go down to City Hall. So the phone number to call down at City Hall is 707-961-2823, extension 106. Also, they can go online to the city's website and click on Community Development Housing Resources and the COVID home page of the TBRA, Tenant-Based Rental Assistance Program, for details. So we are still accepting applications, and city staff and the city council will be looking for further programs to assist us as we go past December 31st for rental assistance. So that's also getting our landlords paid so that they don't fall behind on their mortgages. So it's important, if people need that help, to get down to City Hall.
Will, Joe jumping in now.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure this is for people who are having problems paying rent, be it for their business or for residents, because of COVID-19 related situations.
That is correct. And only residents residing in the city limits. Unfortunately, we can't go past our jurisdiction, but in the city limits of Fort Bragg, those families having difficulties with back rent or paying September rent, October rent, to get down and apply so that we can get some assistance to them.
All right, great.
We have now Dr. William Miller here this morning for the health report.
Well, thank you, Mayor. Things are going well at the hospital. We're now a little over 100 days into the affiliation with Adventist Health, which began officially on July 1st, but you recall that they were here for a good month prior to that. And this affiliation is really meeting and exceeding my expectations. I'm very happy with what we're getting from them, both as a system as well as the Mendocino leadership team, which of course oversees the hospitals in Ukiah and Willits, as well as ours out here on the coast. So I'm very pleased to report that things are going really well there. And as a consequence, our clinics and emergency department are humming, and the surgery department is open back up after addressing some challenges that we had to face with one of the air handling systems. But those are back online, and so I encourage people, if they have any health issues, not to put them off, but to come on in and get your health care. Because we all know that if you put things off, then sometimes it becomes more difficult to deal with later. And I know that there sometimes people express worries about COVID and have stated that they're avoiding going to clinics or the hospital because they're fearful of COVID. But I don't think that you should be afraid of that. You know, everybody here is using appropriate protective equipment. We're very strict about that. And I think, frankly, the chance of somebody coming down with COVID from going to a family reunion or something is much higher than if you were to come to the hospital. So I do think it's very safe, and I strongly encourage people to, you know, get their health care taken care of.
All right. Anything else, gentlemen?
That's it for us today.
All right. Thanks very much for being with us today. Every Tuesday, of course, is the update from Adventist Health, Mendocino Coast. Rogalski here from the coast.